Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Close to 19 million adults and 7 million kids. That's how many people have asthma in the U.S., according to CDC statistics. Now, new guidelines from Europe give an updated definition of severe asthma and new suggestions as to how to treat it. Now, about 10% of people with asthma have severe asthma, but these patients have the greatest burden of disease and it's hard to control. So the new guidelines are supposed to help doctors confirm diagnoses of severe asthma and to figure out how to better treat it. Severe asthma impairs quality of life and is expensive. Researchers hope the new guidelines will make care better for patients. This report is in the European Respiratory Journal. And now here's news about a new drug in the fight against breast cancer. A phase 1 trial of endoxifen indicates that the experimental drug is safe, with early evidence for anti-tumor activity, meaning they've seen evidence of tumors regressing in patients who failed standard hormonal therapies. Mayo Clinic oncologist Dr. Matthew Goetz says this is an exciting first step in the development of this breast cancer-fighting drug.
If you compare directly tamoxifen with endoxifen, the drug or the metabolite endoxifen and now the drug is about 100-fold more potent in terms of its ability to inhibit the estrogen receptor. So just in terms of its ability to shut down the effects of estrogen, which is very important in women with estrogen-positive breast cancer, it's a better drug preclinically.
And other researchers say another drug called anastrozole is also helping people to beat breast cancer. New research shows it may cut breast cancer cases in high-risk women by 50%. It showed taking anastrozole for 5 years reduced the chances of postmenopausal women at high risk of breast cancer from developing the disease by 53% compared with women who took a placebo. It may be more effective than tamoxifen and has fewer side effects. Researchers say more studies needed to find out exactly which women may benefit from this treatment. The study was published in the journal Lancet. And finally, eating a healthy diet. Sure, most people want to do that, but it's really expensive, right? Well, yeah, healthy diets do cost more, but not as much as you might think. Researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health analyzed data and found the healthiest diet cost about $1.50 more per day than the least healthy diet. That's an increase for one person of about $550 per year. Now, they say this would represent a real burden for some families, and we need policies to help offset those costs. But they say this price difference is very small in comparison to the economic cost of diet-related chronic diseases, which would be dramatically reduced by healthy diets. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.